Can you put in perspective just kind of what this year has been overall for the farmers in our state?
Yeah, and you did a good job of recapping that just a minute ago, Chris. It here we are. Let's go back a few months to, say, June 1st. And if you look back over the previous several months, we had started off the growing season so well. I mean, we had steady rainfalls, just the right amounts. I mean, it looked, everybody was talking about, man, this is going to be a bumper crop year for ag in North Carolina, particularly talking about, you know, your big row crops like corn and soybeans, cotton, the vegetables, everything. Man, we were off to a great start. And right about June 1st, Mother Nature turned off the spigot and cranked up the thermostat. And all of a sudden, we found ourselves in what is called a flash drought. We basically had no rain in many parts of North Carolina for a month. And with the temperatures in the 90s on a consistent basis like that, all that soil moisture was gone. And that really just was a major blow to the corn industry. And you and I talked about this back then. The thing with corn, corn needs water, and it needs it right now. Other crops can bounce back, but the corn and tobacco, for that matter, they, I mean, they looked bad. And I was out in the fields looking at crops with farmers, and, you know, I was in tobacco fields that were just burned up. I mean, it looked like literally the tobacco had been burned. Corn, ears of corn that just looked like they were just shriveled up and gone. So it was very tough. They managed to come out of that with something of a corn crop, but many farmers took a major blow from that. So that's where things started. As we got into the summer months, it started off with a lot of promise, and then wham, that was the first big blow to ag this year.
Yeah, and then we had all the rain, really too much rain after not having any rain, and then, of course, Helene as well.
Hurricane Debbie come through, which was really, you know, in retrospect, Debbie's almost forgotten because of the flash drought, and then, as you mentioned, Hurricane Helene, of course, that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
So we're seeing, I would imagine, obviously needs all across the state for farmers, but I would imagine the need is different for the farmers in western North Carolina than perhaps the farmers in eastern North Carolina. Is that a fair assumption?
Absolutely. Oh, well, and let's give you some numbers that NC State ag economists have just come out with. When you're looking at about $5 billion impact to farmers in North Carolina. Of that, $4.23 billion was from Hurricane Helene. So, I mean, and we don't have to to tell people, because they've seen the pictures of what happened in western North Carolina. Commissioner Troxler called it, don't think of it as a flood, think of it as a tsunami.
Wow.
That came down the mountains and just washed farms away. You know, we're talking about farmland, topsoil that was washed away to the bedrock. You're talking about the loss of equipment, buildings, infrastructure, and, of course, the crops themselves. A lot of people don't realize, when they think of western North Carolina crops, what do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to mind to you?
I don't know.
Christmas trees.
Yeah,
right.
Christmas trees,
pumpkins.
I didn't think about pumpkins.
Okay, those are two big. Those are the ones that are in front of mind.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of livestock, and there's a lot of vegetables grown in the mountains. So big losses for those farmers in the West.
I know you talked to Commissioner Troxler a lot. What can be done to help these farmers from a state standpoint, from a federal government standpoint, knowing that this current Congress did not get a farm bill passed?
No, we haven't yet. I mean, it's got to happen sooner or later. It's going to be later. There's really no chance of it happening in this lame duck session. We're at the end of the year, so that's not going to happen. There is a possibility of some relief coming with this continuing resolution to keep the government going, so we might get some relief there. That's on the federal side. Who knows how much that's going to be. On the state side, the commissioner just went to the House Agriculture Committee to talk about the need for disaster assistance. He was also there with representatives from about a dozen commodity groups. He asked for a lot. He asked for about $1 billion.
Okay.
The state signed with a B. And to help them out.
And we've already seen the state do a number of things for Helene relief. There was obviously a lot of back and forth the last couple of weeks on Jones Street about that bill that also stripped some powers away from the incoming governor-elect and other folks. As we look ahead to 2025, I'm going to ask you to peer into your crystal ball a little bit. Give us maybe some of the biggest things that we're going to see addressed outside of Helene, outside of just relief for farmers, that we're going to see with farmers in general as we get into 2025.
Well, you've already touched on one of those things. We're hoping for a farm bill, so we've got to get that going. Other things that are coming up in 2025, here's an interesting thing. In the Department of Agriculture, they're going to be launching a new social media campaign telling stories about farmers across the state. Be on the lookout for that coming in January. That's going to be fun. The with a new administration coming in, there's a lot of concern among farmers there about some of the things that President-elect Trump's nominees are saying about what's going to happen, particularly Kennedy coming in, what was that, Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that he said have raised some red flags among ag groups. So a lot more questions than there are answers right now. But as always, farmers are the eternal optimist. If they weren't, they wouldn't be in the business. So they're looking for a big 2025.
Mike Davis from the Southern Farm Network. Great to see you. Thanks for getting up early and being here.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you.
Merry Christmas.
And same to you, sir.
That's Mike Davis of the Southern Farm Network.